Welcome and thank you for tuning in to the most entertaining and informative RIP podcast available on the internet today. Hosted by a man with barely more talent than a Chinese gold farmer with a loose grasp of the English language. So now prepare yourself for the most entertaining podcast ever known to mankind or any other species to roam this universe. RIP, 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 RIP.
This is for Frontiers. There's music playing. I don't even know what it is yet because I haven't decided all which intros I want to use.
Oh, all your intros are good. Yeah, I'm like so that. Excited about today's show. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to Riff Runners. Thank you for tuning in. And again, for the 11th millionth time, thank you again for keeping up. Do you know about the minisode that I did? I did a minisode. Apologizing for the delay. And it was on the thing, and I must have apologized on there, like the joke goes, like 9 million times. But yeah, for 11 million times, thank you. There were a bunch of re-downloads of old shows, and I was like,
wow.
Yeah, so I was like, wow, there's 75 subscribers, which, you know, I don't think that thing's right, but every time it fluctuates, I'm impressed. So,
they're missing you. I mean, I was missing you, too. You've had some drama lately. Stuff going on, for sure.
And this is going to, well, let's get into where I was and why so many shows went undone. And this is kind of how I am. Now, not to get too personal, because my old man's kind of private and pissy and mean. No, he's a good guy, and he's old school. And what happened was he had a couple of big health scares all at once. One of them turned out to be not a big deal. Two of them are kind of a big deal. But none of them are imminent demise or anything. But, you know, at the time, it looked like all of them together might mean that, you know, he was on limited borrowed time. And he's old, you know, so it's not that it's a big surprise, but it was, you know, it's stressful. And
then
I talked to you about that afterwards, you know, after, hey, this is what's going on. And so none of that was resolved. Now, you guys have background real fast, so you know why it was, I just tuned out. And so that nobody writes in, it's like, I hope your dad's okay. My dad's fine. My dad was a truck driver. My dad had a heart attack for 4 hours that wasn't a heart attack. He actually had an aneurysm in his heart that ripped a 4-inch tear across his heart.
Woo.
And he just kept driving his truck.
Oh my goodness.
Because he wasn't gonna pussy out and pull over. He needed to get some shit done. And my dad was a drill instructor, and he was a hardcore army man. So he wasn't gonna pussy out and pull over. He was gonna get his job done, till he had trouble staying awake and he didn't feel well, so he pulled over, went to the hospital. Anyways, so that's, you know, let's see, my son's 13 or 14, so that's like 15 years ago. Now, they found something on the back of his heart, and they said, oh, there's a tear, we're worried about it. Turns out it's the same tear that's always been there that they couldn't quite patch up from 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So that was the big scare that turned out to be nothing.
Oh.
So. Yeah, and the other two things I'm not getting into is a little personal. He doesn't talk about them, so, but on the gist, you know, it's just that coupled with anything else is like, oh my god. So yeah, so.
But he's doing better now, right?
He's fine. He's as ornery as hell.
Awesome. Good.
So,
good.
And then so after that, we were going to do the show the following week, and I had something come up because it's still, you know, I had the stuff going on with the kids and the drama. I don't know how many of you know this, but I'm located in Virginia. Virginia recently had an anomalous event. two, back to back. The first being, I was asleep and I have a back problem. So when I sleep sitting up. I logged on immediately after this happened because it was so funny. I sleep sitting up against the wall. And all of a sudden I started shaking and I was dumped into the floor. And I thought, fuck, somebody's fucking around with me. I thought maybe somebody started shaking me and then took off like those YouTube videos you always see. Nope. We had an earthquake.
I know, right?
Right. Is that not crazy?
That is crazy. We actually had an earthquake. I'm in Colorado, and we had an earthquake as well. We felt something. And I mean, Colorado, come on. It was crazy.
It's so funny.
Yeah,
it was so
very
funny.
Weird.
It's like, what the hell is going on?
I know.
All right. So then I shook it off, and then the hurricane was coming. So I wanted to put it off because, you know, we have rating. I wanted to focus on getting rating. And, you know, we're trying to get ready for the hurricane. And I've still got the stuff going on, you know, at the time with my dad. And so I had all this at once. The hurricane hit, and I went with power without for 3 days. No power for 3 days.
Oh.
Which, not that horrible. I mean, really?
Really?
Yeah, because when Isabel came through Virginia, I did 16 days, and my mother's an invalid in a bed. So the worst part of my life for 16 days was my mother has to have her bed adjusted so that she doesn't get, you know, bed sores. I don't know if you know anything about invalids, but you have to move them so they don't get sores. There's a hand crank. Hand crank on mechanical bed fucking sucks.
It sounds like it would suck.
Yeah, 16 days. So,
wow.
3 days wasn't so bad, but then, you know, I really just, I spent all my time, like, trying to make raids. That was it. So all
right,
I
right.
did. And I only missed, out of all of this, I only missed, I think, two. So it wasn't
right.
too bad.
Yeah. But you could tell that you were gone. I was like, where's CB? It's just not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm Captain Keep It Cool, and, you know, no drama, and I don't like shit. And I'll call people. Don't get me wrong. I'll call people in a second and be like, you guys are fucking up, and I don't think what you're doing makes any sense. Or, shut the fuck, I'm not talking about this. Those are my two real problem-dealing issues. Like, I'm like, either you're wrong, or we're wrong, I can admit when I'm wrong, or the ever-present, shut the fuck up, we're not dealing with this, is going to go away, because I said so. And that's pretty much my function. And then aside from anything, everything outside of that realm is either you or Dre. It's either soft and fluffy and let's hold your hand, or I thought that guy over there told you to shut the fuck up, maybe you don't understand, let me walk you through that concept.
Exactly.
So
we have a good system.
We do. And recently, you know, Moko's an officer now. God, I love Moko.
Moko is awesome.
Yeah, you know, I'm just really happy with the structure right now and how many, you know, great people we have. And Ruff is often referred to. You guys recently did, like, repeatedly while I was going through all this, you guys did a lot of raiding. Like, you guys did slivers. Let's talk about that for a minute. And Ruff refers to it as you and the A-team. You and the A-team. You guys got this down to, like, a science now, right?
Pretty much. We have it down to a science. We run Guild of Prophecy as well as Drowned Halls, and it's like flawless victory. We just go through and one-shot everything. Every once in a while, we'll die to a boss, but it'll be because something goofy happened, but it's not because we can't figure it out.
Well, but, tell me how you're feeling about those, the slivers themselves.
I'm liking them. I like them. I think they're perfect for small guilds that are looking to get into raiding and can't quite fill that 20-man raid. The gear in them are really good, even in Drowned Halls. Drowned Halls, I would have to say, is the easier of the two. And you can take pretty much any group in there and do fairly well.
Right. And they said on releasing Drowned Halls that it was the beginner starter raiding area.
Yes.
10-man, it's what, you know, it'll teach you how the mechanics work, it's not that intense, and you know what, given, me and the A-team, because I am a member of the A-team, for those not in the know, me and the A-team, we all went in, and you were there, and had a couple of B members there, you know, guys that are like, like, we try really hard to work with, but, you know, just don't really listen, and only two, I think, that run, and we could not get past the second boss. So the mechanics are not cake, but once you get them down, we went in there with alts that were undergeared, just blew through there.
And oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's. I think it's a good teaching curve there. That I think a lot of smaller guilds are going to benefit from. Plus, the gear. Since you touched on that, let me talk about that for a second. The gear out of those is comparable on a couple of levels to, say, some of the GSB gear. Now, not the heirloom stuff, not the relic stuff.
Oh, good, no, not God. At all. Yeah, that tough stuff. It's awesome.
Well, you know what? I don't know if we discussed it last time. I think we left a cliffhanger saying, oh, we'll let you know if we kill GSB. Hell yeah, we killed GSB so many times since that show. We've got, like, orange gear everywhere.
Well, we one-shot him now. It's farm status. We have cleared GSB. Lord Greenscale is dead. And we have no problems with it. And it's like with any new boss. At first, it's like, oh my god, how are we going to kill this guy? It's just mass chaos.
Right.
You know. But then we'd learn it, yeah, perseverance, and we learn by percentage, like, okay, we survived 25%, a little more, and next thing you know, he's dead, and then we got it, and it's just an easy thing. Like, today, we cleared GSB so quickly, we ended raid, like, 30, 35 minutes early.
Yeah, actually, and we did River of Souls. It wasn't just we did GSB, and we finished early, and we waved goodbye, we're like, oh man, we got an hour and a half left, let's go kill some shit in River of Souls. And it's you know what, I say this a lot, but a good example of this is I remember when people kept trying to reference videos. This is how they did in the video, and guys like Typhon and Ruff and Dre and, you know, a little bit me, but, you know, I learned my lesson after that first video we watched. It was completely different than the fun. They reference a video as, this is what I saw them do. What do you think we should do? And those are the guys that really, you know, put it together. Dre, especially, you know, Ruff puts a lot of input into that. And all three of them, when I hear them talk, Moko too, I'm sure he has a lot of input, because Moko and Typhon are brothers. So when they come up with these strategies, that's what it really is, because experience has been the greatest teacher. Even though we watch this video, what we're really doing is we're looking for the, you know, flagged phases in the video.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Just references.
Then, Yeah, and then we go from that road, those reference points, to what are we as a guild to do. Like, the Jolin fight, we really couldn't follow that video as well as everybody just stand on him. Just beat the hell out of him. That was what we needed to learn to do. Just glue yourself to him and beat the shit out of him. And if you get hit by a bomb, then you're not just taking you. That was what we all learned. When you get hit by those bombs, you're not just killing you. Enough of you die, and you're wiping the raid.
Mm-hmm.
So, all of a sudden, it's personal responsibility. Get around, do what you gotta do. Bam! All of a sudden, we're doing Jolin with no problem. Yeah. So, then it became Oracle, which we did the first time we got to her. I think we wiped on her twice, and then we killed her a third time, so it wasn't that big a deal. But Prince Hylas was our big, like, wake-up moment, because he gave us a rough time the first time we fought him, and we just changed up that whole video strategy mm-hmm. completely.
Exactly. Yeah, if for any guilds out there that are raiding and they're just, like, really dedicated to videos, I would highly recommend just to use those as references and do what your guild does best. You know your raid force better than anybody, and I would not just make that the holy grail. We have to do exactly what the video says, because you're not going to accomplish anything with that.
Jurassic Park.
You know? Yeah.
Jurassic Park has a great reference. And I hope I find the sound clip for this, but Jurassic Park is talking about this scene where the raptors are testing the fence mm-hmm. for weaknesses. And I like people to understand that's one of the things you have to look at, the differential between the concept of banging your head against a wall and testing the fence for weaknesses. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks like the same thing, but in reality, you're learning. You're learning, you're taking away, it becomes a little bit different every time you do it. And that has been a really strong point with our guild. And it makes me love being a part of a guild.
Yeah, I mean, well, we moved on, and we're in ROS, we've killed everything in there, and we're down to Alsbeth. We were excited to kill Harold. Is that it? Yeah, Harold, the dragon in there. And so we went to pull Alsbeth, and we didn't really know what was going on with it. Some folks were looking at the videos, but Dre just, like, let us cut loose, just run in there. We just knew a few things that would happen. Some people get marked, and there'd be ads. And it was just chaos, but it was so much fun. But we were testing, what is it, testing the fence, the wires?
Yeah, you're testing the fence. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, and that's what we were doing. Mm-hmm, and that's what we were doing. And for some people, they were really upset, like, oh, they were getting too serious about it. Whereas others were having a really good time and just kind of watching what was happening. But, so we're looking forward to doing some more serious pulls on that later.
I really like that concept. I said on the show before that, let me put it like this. There comes a point in time in the raid where everybody kind of feels like they're doing something wrong. And the wrong thing with it is, you know, sometimes you're not paying attention. But something that's not said to everybody is, it happens to everyone at some point. And you can't take it too seriously, you know, but as long as you're taking something away from it, learning, you know. And a good example, I'm going to put myself out there and let everybody know, throw myself under the bus, or jump under the bus, as it were. We did Harold, and I know you're going to remember this because it was funny. We did Harold, and Dre got pissed with me because I did something so fucking boneheaded after discussing with him what, you know, moving as a group and, you know, it's what we gotta do, everybody needs to pay attention. I'm like, yeah, people need to pay attention. And there's this movement pattern where you're supposed to move as a group to the other side of the dragon. Instead, mm-hmm. I walked up with Lithis and waved at the dragon. I was like, hey, there's Lithis. I think I'm in the wrong place. Cleave.
Yeah.
And I died.
That's not a place to be.
No.
Not safe there.
And I'm thinking, maybe nobody noticed. So I let it go for a couple of minutes, and then Dre goes, why did you run to Lithis? And I'm like, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea what happened. It was an accident. I'm sorry, it will not happen again. And it didn't. We found, matter of fact, I recommended, I don't know if you remember this, I recommended a strategy after that. He's like, that would work great if every Ran ran together. And I was
that
like,
seems to be the hardest part.
Yeah.
Group up, stack up.
I was like, yeah, it would be awesome if, yeah, it was me. I get it. So, I think that's a big important thing is everybody screws up, just uses a learning curve. Well, you know what? Let's talk about that. I say I love being part of a guild, but let's use this as a chance to segue to something else. That there's been an event, the birthday celebration. I was going to talk about the other event, but fuck the other event. It's over, and, you know, and the new dragon event is still going. I got a painted turtle, and I don't know. I think this event
is just
a little...
too.
I don't know. This one's a little lackluster for me. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are vendors, and out there is stuff you want. I'm mm-hmm. artifact collecting again. Yay!
I don't know. And there's like, little birthday cake. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I will
and I
admit...
like the, I like the bonus XP and everything, you know, people that have little alts and whatever, so that's been great. People that PvP, that's been great. But, you know, I don't know. It's just lacking something. I don't know.
I will admit that the first day, I was very, very, very amused at all the horns and shit. And
yeah.
And I was, every time they go off, it would make me laugh so hard. I was like, that is just awesome. You know, and then the next day, I'm like, really? This is getting a little odd.
That's where I was.
Yeah, and then they released, you know, upon doing it, I even thought this was, like, crazy, because they released a thing, like, a couple minutes after the patch came out. You know, yeah, the first time the horn went off, we thought it was really funny, but now we think it may be a little excessive, so look for changes. Okay. I think you're overreacting. Day two, I'm like, God, I hate being in Meridian. Somebody shut these cats up.
I actually left Meridian, because I couldn't stand all the horns. Every time I moved somewhere, bark! I'm like, okay. I just went to some random zone, so I didn't have to hear all of it.
It's like being trapped in a box full of clowns, and they're not funny anymore.
And they're scary. I had to leave.
It's just not funny anymore.
Mm-mm.
So, all right, but, well, you know, the event, you know, going on, you know, but I wanted to segue from the raid thing to the event had this thing where they had free weekend. It wasn't really free weekend. It's like a free week. It's still going, I think. And I have been leveling up another mage because, you know what, do what you're good at. So, you know, don't hate me because I love mages. But I'm leveling up another mage to play with. And I have gotten the weirdest groups because of this free weekend. And there are always guys trying to rush that don't play well and then try and yell at everyone else because they can't play well. And they think, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to name the other game just because I have a real strong urge to point this out. Mm-hmm. No matter where you're from, no matter what you're trying to do, no matter what you're used to, this is not World of Warcraft. And you cannot force this to be the player easy, run into it, smack the shit out of it, get out of here as fast as you can video game that you loved so dearly you tried out a free trial of another video game.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to force that shit down my throat makes me not only not want to help you, but, you know, try and get away from you as soon as possible. And that means that it's slowing down everyone's progression because assholes like that are floating around.
Yep.
So, that's kind of how I feel about it. Well, now, you were telling me something. Now, you've had a lot of good experience with the LFG.
Yeah. I was actually afraid of it when they were putting it in, but now that it's here, you know, I've been using it, and I've had a lot of good experiences, because you know me, I'm just chatty, and I will hang out and chat, and we're just goofing off and talking and party chat, and people will linger, the group is over, and they'll linger just to hang out and chat with us, and we're on different, you know, different shards. And there was one group that went so well that we had two people move to our shard and join the guild.
Three
have joined us, and it was all because of the looking for group thing across the shard.
Absolutely. Although
so it's been really good, but it just shows how much, you know, if you're friendly, you find some nice people. That being said, there's a bunch of, you know, not so nice people either.
Manners and awesomeness.
Manners
That's all
and awesomeness.
I gotta say about it.
That was applied, and look, it's so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it keeps people together. Makes people want to be a part of whatever you're a part of.
Exactly. I mean, they were just so pumped up because we were pumped up, and they were, like, Riri, he's one of the new guys, and he's like, look, you guys are fun, and that's all I needed. So he just came over, and his friends came with him.
Agreed. And you know what? That's another thing, too. And I noticed a lot of the guys are now that have used it a couple times will use it more frequently, but I can't say enough how much I like Mumble versus Vent. And a big reason I've used this is because I was going to invite people to use the Mumble, but since I record the show on it, I don't use it that much. You know, I'd be like, hey, you guys can use voice. After the douche flood started, I immediately retracted that idea in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was overwhelming. Like, it went from my fear of just, you know, assholes being magnified to the free trial, which was wall-to-wall jerks. Just wall-to-wall people that were just complete assholes and ended up in these looking for group queues with us. So it was horrible. You know, and given it's a video game, I try not to take it too seriously, but, I mean, this guy's wasting, like, an hour of my time.
Exactly. A waste of time is no fun for anybody.
Yeah.
And we've ran into a couple groups, and, you know, we get one of those guys that sucks, and we boot him.
Yeah.
I don't usually. I try to work it. I'm like, okay, let's see if this guy's really a jerk or not.
Absolutely.
And usually he has to be gone. There was one group that we had, and it was a girl or a guy being a girl. I have no idea. But all she would talk about were my boots. Oh, those boots are so cute. Where did you get those boots from? And we wiped. And I'm like, she's a bard or something. I'm like, do you have a res? Oh, not in this spec. I'm like,
yeah.
What spec do you have?
Let me say this.
What?
Once you get to a point where you have a class, a role that can have a res in it, You really should have that role in your forte. I mean, exactly. your arsenal. I don't care if you do nothing with it other than switch to it and res people. It should be there.
So I'm like, okay, so you're a bard and you don't have a res, okay. And then I checked out her gear, and she didn't even have a source engine. No utility belt at all.
Right.
Level 50, we're in a T2. We're in a T2. How does this person not have one? So, oh yeah. So, yeah, she was out of the group.
You know what? Sage and I had a weird group once, and I'll tell this story because it's really funny. Sage was drinking excessively one night.
Oh,
and
no.
And it was no, it was funny. It was hilarious. And he queued for support and kept laughing because there was no way he was going to bard. Fuck them, you know. But, well, I was tanking, so I didn't really worry about it because my tank spec at the time was just so over the top to what you needed that as long as we had a mediocre healer, I was fine. So we got a less than mediocre healer.
Uh-oh.
And the guy kept trying to get Sage to use different bard spells. Sage is Sabo. And I kept telling this guy over, and Sage is Sage is drunk as shit. And Sage is overly friendly. So he does, when he's drinking, he says things like hee-hee or giggle with the little asterisks yes. next to it.
Yeah.
So this guy assumed that Sage was really a chick. And then not only continued to try and give him advice to play his bard that he wasn't playing better, but also was hitting on him. Sage and I are in Mumble, and Sage is as like, every time this guy hits on him, Sage is taking a shot. So, he's getting more and more trashed, right? It is hilarious, because, again, he's the friendliest dude I know, and
he's very nice, yes.
It's magnified 100-fold when he is drinking.
Yeah, he loves everyone.
He's the friendliest dude ever. Well,
I love you.
It gets weird because now Sage is like, I am totally amazed by your ability to play this video game. Like, he's selling it. He's selling it really well. But never says he's a chick. He just keeps selling whatever this guy is believing, right? So it's this funny thing. We get to the end. These guys are trying to tell me how to pull this last fight. And me and Sage are cracking up at this point. And he finally says, what was the heal parse? At the time, the Rift Junkies heal parser worked. So I put up the parse, and he goes, oh, you're not on the heal parse. And I said, because for the millionth time, he's not healing, he's not actually a bard.
Oh, no.
Is that why your DPS is so high? I said, yes. And he goes, well, then how does he have bard buffs? For the love of Christ! No, he kept saying she. And then I broke the wall.
Oh, no.
I said, he has been playing Sabo since we got in here, and I have been telling you that he isn't casting bard buffs, and I'm capitalizing these, meaning to emphasize the difference between him and me, because I'm right. Hated. But really what it translated to was, ha-ha, fucker, you've been flirting with a dude for the past hour and a half.
How do you take that?
Not well, not well. And again, I tell people, believe whatever people tell you about themselves in passing. If a guy is in a guild named Impaired Judgment, that is a warning. You can't be upset that he had a big tag over his head that said, I fail to judge well. You can't be like, ah, that guy was a dick, I had no idea. Because it wasn't written above his head.
That's too funny.
I am probably going to be an asshole as a guild name, right? You can't be like, oh my god, that guy really was an asshole. No, really? So yeah, so when he did that, we were cracking up. And again, we didn't make him believe anything. This guy was just pushing this weird shit on us and then sold it to himself. We just kept feeding it to him.
That is too funny.
So, you know what? That leads me to another thing I want to talk about. Now, we were talking just before I recorded the show. We were talking about gear. Now, because of Sage and Ruff were discussing and they built a couple pieces for Sage's Rogue, Ruff went and built me. God bless. I like it rough. My best. The greatest warrior ever to live. Except maybe Typhon, or even you know what? Typhon, I love you, man, but you didn't make me an accident awesome ring. Okay, I didn't want any of the new gear. Well, I remember I was talking about this, about how much I didn't like the new gear, because the stats just didn't seem that, I don't know, that impressive to me.
Until there's augments.
Right.
Right. Which augments, yes.
Augments, just the regular augments, like the Thiefstone augments, the straight dex augments, break down into more stats than getting the ones like the Harpy Feather and all that shit, because you get fewer stats for getting those than you do if you just put one of the big stat augments in there.
Like a Flawless.
Yeah,
like
the Flawless.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Flawless Thiefstone, Flawless and Darylite, for instance, those things. Mm-hmm. Like the Flawless Vitalium, because that's what we put in my axe, and it's huge. I have nothing comparable to that on the Marx Fender. Right. However, there is a chess piece. And the chess piece I want, I want to get the one that Duke drops, the Shambler chess piece, because it's 50 toughness. It will free up a lot more space for me. The chess piece off of the crafted set gives you the set bonus. So we talked about this. Now I want to get your view, and then I'm going to tell you what I found out after I discussed it with Ruff, and we talked about it, what finally sold me on starting to put pieces of this together. So what was your opinion on the crafted stuff?
Well, I have a mixed opinion on it. I think the crafted stuff is great. I mean, the stats are wonderful on them. Like you were saying, when you throw that augment on there, I mean, why would you not have this crafted gear? The part that kind of upsets me a little bit is that a lot of it can compare to the T3 raid gear, the Mark gear. And so, basically, in the end, a plat farmer can be decked out just as well as I am, and I took the time to raid and get these marks and whatnot, and this person, all he had to do was get money. And so, you know, I mean, I think it's great for some, like the smaller guilds, again, this is great for small guilds that are starting to raid and they just can't get the 20 man and things like that. If they can fund for their raid force to get this gear, it'd be great because they could survive in there. But again, like for instance, Sagith, he has his rogue, Rissa. He is ready to go into Hammernail with his alt, Rogue, who has never been on a raid before. Because, I mean, just due to this crafted gear. And he has a few marks from doing the T2s and stuff like that, but he's ready to go.
Wow, he built 300 hit on that guy already?
I'm not even kidding. It's crazy town. Ready to go. He can go into Hammernail.
That's crazy. Wow, that's something. Well,
that is something. And I mean, again, and he makes a lot of money. He knows how to work the auction house. I don't even know what he does, but he knows how to work that money, and he pays attention to stuff like that. So, you know, and then here is Karis, who's been raiding since the beginning of RD and everything. You know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel you. Well, let me bring it together even more. Why I suggest, if you're raiding your lobby raiding guild, that you should start investing in a couple of you guys getting together, figuring out what recipe you're going to get that will complement other recipes, and really, you know, pushing that. Because a small guild can outfit key members like your tank,
your healer,
you know, very quickly by doing this.
Yep.
What this finally equates to is something that a lot of people are overlooking. Again, the synergy crystals have abilities on them also. The synergy crystal will add an additional set of stats for having an additional amount of pieces of gear. For instance, on my rogue, I have the synergy crystal that gives me 20 dex and additional dodge. And, or not 20 dex, 20 endurance. So now, in my max dodge spec that I built, I have 12,500 hit points, somewhere in there. Just self-buffed. And that's pretty big for the dodge build.
Definitely.
Now, it's one piece difference, I'm going to end up with 200 toughness. I'm still only, like, maybe, I don't know, 225, 230 hit. But
that's big.
Significant.
That is big.
Because I've only raided on this guy twice.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's huge. You said 230 for hit?
Yeah, 230.
You don't have much more to go before you're in Hammernail as well, and it's just purely from this crafted gear.
Right. Well, 230. Well, it's 300. You gotta have 300 for hit the hit.
Sure. Right. But still.
But for a guy that's never been in raid and just start raiding, and all I've done is
bar. That's a huge jump. That's what I don't know. I think it's wonderful, especially for the smaller guilds that are trying to raid. But then again, you know, someone like, I don't know, some platformer seriously can be decked out and ready to go into Hammernail as well, and never have been in a raid ever.
Agreed. Well, I mean, that's where we are right now. We need to pay attention to that as a guild, you know, start gearing towards it, because, you know, it's there, we should take advantage of it, and then the next tier of gear from that, of course, are the marks from Hammernail that get you the super gear.
That gear is way better than the crafted gear, but, you know, we're at a certain stage, you know what I mean?
yeah. And I think that's what I'm the happiest about right now, is they've put in the option, but it is sad. It's heart-wrenching almost that all this effort other people put in to get where they are is going to be, I don't know, kind of overshadowed by the fact that this new gear puts, you know, guys that just start, you know, right there at raid level. Upside is, you hit 50, and very shortly after, your buddy can get you into a raid with him and his guild. That's great on the surface, But before, at the beginning of the show, we discussed, and I'm going to get back to this, bring this full circle, because I actually left a couple things dangling time up here. Experience is the greatest teacher. If you go in there with a guy that has not learned to deal with mechanics, positioning, spatial awareness, those things that you need to learn when you raid, because it's important. He goes in there fresh and unaware in this uber gear, thinking that this stuff kind of makes him, you know, top of the line, invincible. It's a rude awakening for not only the fact that you're getting your ass beaten there, but that there are all kinds of new rules you need to learn. And, you know, one of them being, you know, as dumb as this sounds, don't talk in the channel while the raid's moving. You know, while we're on a pull, while there's stuff going on, don't yell shit into the channel because you died. Don't say, oh, that guy pulled this. You know, if you want to run two chat servers, we do. That's what I'm put out there. We do. We run Mumble. A few of us sit in Mumble so we can get our personal shit between us out, and then we're in vent on the raid channel. Nothing goes into the raid channel during that pull that should not be there. And that's a hard rule to deal with. As simple as that rule is, imagine having to stick with your group for the first time. And that means stick with the casters. If you're melee, you have to make sure it is your job, not the tank's job. It is your job to pay attention to you not pulling aggro on that thing and not letting it turn around and look at you or sliding in front of it. Now, in dungeons, up to this point, that's not been that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
In raids, you will get your ass kicked by trash. Just little stuff walking around that you guys are killing to get to a boss. And, you know, that's going to be really disheartening. Okay, so you have to pay attention to that, and if you get somewhere too fast, it's kind of like, what is that, that saying, the clay-footed giant? You've got all this mass and power, but you don't have the base to move it with. You can't really do much with it because you don't have your experience built up, mm-hmm. your knowledge of how these things work. Sure, you're uber, but right now I know the difference between getting that, you know, crafted chest piece. Sure, it'll give me another piece for the armor set and the bonuses, but I know because of my raid experience I'm better off getting the one from the Duke. Two reasons. One, survivability on what I want to do with that guy. If I'm a tank, I need to focus on the total abilities and not, ooh, I want to get this one stat really high. And that has been, up till now, kind of what people geared for. Mages go for maxing out their int to give them spell crit and spell power and you know, all that, and then they want to add spell power, and that's it. When you were a tank, you had to focus on getting hit and toughness, strength a little bit, you know, you want to really get your endurance up there. Well, now, you really want to make sure that you get those stats that you've been feeding up there also. And, you know, if you don't pay attention to it, you just run in there blind, you don't really know what that gear, I don't know, what the gear started building towards, because you didn't have to earn it like the rest of us, where you had to sit there and really think, how is this going to affect my game?
Yeah.
How many times did you change your spec when we started raiding?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I finally have a good roll on my healing spec, but a lot in the beginning, because I'm like, oh yeah. My god, people are dying, why?
Yeah.
We've got to keep the tank alive, got to figure those things out.
Do you remember how many specs I went through when we started raiding? I had one DPS spec, and I was killing myself over building utility specs that would work with the gear I had. And then we started building gear around what I wanted to do, but that had to be specific. And I had to learn that. And the thing is, it's a learning curve, because not everybody plays the same role, everybody plays a little bit different, and the thing with the souls that makes this different from World of Warcraft, that got its name on the air, so I'll use it one more
dun,
time.
Dun, dun.
The reason this game is different is because you have three pools you're pulling from, and everyone is a little bit different. There are a lot of cookie-cutter builds.
Yep.
But if you know what you want your build to do, and what you've been stacking towards, and you've kept that goal in line, then that's great. But if you go back and you're like, ah, well, I got a bunch of easy-peasy gears, you know, I bought it all, and, you know, I'm going to walk in. As soon as you start changing pieces of that gear out, you're losing the set bonus. You're losing all kinds of shit the first one of those pieces you move, and you're eventually going to have to. So there are ups and downs to it. It's great, but keep in mind that you're on a shorter learning curve, and the first one of those pieces you break out of that set is going to make all of them weaker. So.
Yeah, that makes people hold on to it to the very end until another
right.
set comes out, because sets are so easy. Oh, I just need this set? Okay, that's what I'll do. Whereas right now, you and I and others, and we look at stats. What is this stat going to do? How is this going to make me better?
Yeah, so you know, be careful. Be careful how you build your intentions on gear. Because earning the gear, sometimes I feel is a lot safer. You know, it's not WoW. It's not get to the end as fast as you can, because when you get there, you're not going to know what to do. And it's going to be a lot longer to learn. You know, it's good. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm all for, you know, getting through things quickly. But if you do it as fast as you can, you're missing stuff. You're not doing it efficiently.
Yep.
Well, I think we're close to the end. I think we're close to the end. I didn't get any email or any crap. I didn't get anything.
Nothing.
Kind of sad.
You've been busy. Oh, yeah. Don't be sad.
Well, riffrunners.info. Come to the site. Check it out. Use a little widget. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, I gotta do a shout-out.
Oh, do the shout-outs. Well, wait, I wanna do all this, and then we'll do shout-outs afterwards.
Oh, okay.
The dimrootriffrunners@gmail.com. dimrootriffrunners@gmail.com. There's also a phone-in widget on riffrunners.info. Check that out. You don't have to... It's free. It calls you. You can be anonymous. And if it's good, we'll put it on the show, man, so you can be a part of Riffrunners. Okay, shout-outs. Do shout-outs.
Okay, I have a shout-out for Simmons. Simmons has been really awesome. He's been actually changing up some things. He hates Dechloro, but he's been doing it a lot lately. And he's been helping me out with my crafted stuff that I'm getting for my alt. So shout out to him, Mr. Simmons. And he is also my raid buddy. When we fight the prince, we hang out, make sure we don't turn into bunnies. And then I want to give a shout out to Dre. I just gotta, because, you know, he's so intimidating at times, and nobody ever says thank you or anything to him, and he is so awesome, and without him, I don't know, it'd be crazy, so I just want to give a shout-out to him.
I'll tell a funny story about Dre that happened tonight. Well, it was referred to tonight, but I'm gonna tell it in vague fashion. So, there was this thing, and, I don't know, like, the fourth or fifth person that this happened with, in one evening, we were discussing it. And the subject came up that Dre said, I don't know why they don't just come to me. I mean, why don't you just talk to me? This immediately followed another conversation where Dre was talking about how he's the hammer. He's the guy that doesn't take no shit. He's the intimidator. And I said, wait. You want to know why the people don't come to the most intimidating guy at the top of a ladder staring down, scowling at them, imposing all his fear upon them? Yeah, it's strange. I don't know. I don't know why the bunnies don't walk up to the bear and ask to be eaten.
Exactly.
Excuse me, Mr. Bear. Are you hungry? Anyways. But yeah, it was funny. It was he doesn't get enough appreciation. Any more shout outs?
No, those are all I had.
Let me go through some. I wanna give some thanks to specific members of Reborn Destiny, particularly Moco and Typhon. Moco and Typhon get up at 5 AM their time to raid with us, and I appreciate that deeply. Also, Typhon is an excellent tank, and he is funny as shit. He sends me some of the greatest hell, and they're always out of the blue. So I want to let them know how much I appreciate them. A special thank you to them for all the shit they've been doing for us. You know what? And let me put this out there. We talked about it, and correct me if I'm wrong. Reborn Destiny has a place for people, but that does not mean you can raid with us. That doesn't mean we have a raid spot, because we have so many people waiting now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if you're a decent human being, this is my funny thing. This is actually what I said. If you want to join, there are two things you have to agree to. One, you understand there's not a raid spot for you right now. You understand there's not a guaranteed raid spot for anyone right now. And two, that you understand you are not at any point to morph into a loudmouth know-it-all asshole who feels the need to constantly ventilate his opinions into the guild.
Yep.
And if you agree to both of those terms, then we have a place for you.
Yep, come on by.
You know. we're on the Belmont server, the Castlevania server. But yeah, let me think. You know what? Let me give some more shout-outs. Let me, Kefira. Kefira was so nice to me recently. I don't know if I told you about this. She gave me this mage rolled on a greater tanking essence for rogues. And she was so pissed off that she rolled against him and won and gave me chased me down to give it to me. Like, I didn't know she was doing it. She is a super great person. I truly appreciate that. A couple more guys I want to give shout-outs to right up front, of course, Sagith. Ruff, again, Jesus, that guy just came out of nowhere with all this stuff, and that's a lot of math. So, Karis, my constant co-host.
Oh.
let me think. If I was Handlebars. God, I love Handlebars. Jizo. All these people that really just welcomed me back and, you know, just had time to put up with the fact that I had so much going on and didn't say anything when I fucked up. These guys are super good to me. They always are. So, manners and awesomeness and stellar human being. You know, that's where I am with it right now.
That's right.
All right. Well, I think that's the show. I think MC Name is playing in the background right now.
I hear it. Mm-hmm.
So, that's so fake, man. We sound so cheesy. I hear it. I do. So, all right. Well, this has been Riff Runner. Thank you guys so much for being patient. Oh, wait. Before I leave, last thing I want to discuss. We're cutting the shows down. I can't do one every week anymore. That's what this has shown me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, it's overwhelming. It's a lot.
I'm sure.
And, not to sound disparaging, but I'm going to be honest. Two things are about to happen. One, the content in the game is kind of thinning out. It's starting to be rehashes of old stuff, so shows will be rehashes of old stuff, especially if I do one every week.
Mm-hmm.
Two, there are about to be a launch of new video games coming out right before Christmas.
Uh-huh.
They're going to thin our population a little mm-hmm. bit, making the content, I think, become a little weaker. So if I do too much there, I think we're gonna screw the show up. So, again, man, I wish this show was more entertaining, but, man, I just had to, you know, get my chops back on. So shows will be back, you know, maybe two a month. I guarantee one a month, maybe two a month, but I can't do one a week anymore. Plus the Reborn show. Love the Reborn sure. show. Reborn show is extra. So, but yeah, you didn't listen to the minisode, and I just thought that. I was like, holy shit, I hadn't talked to her about that. So what are your thoughts on that since we're here?
The thoughts on what? Your decision?
We'll do it live. We'll discuss it now in front of all the kids. How do you feel about that since I just pop it on you?
I think it's a good idea. I think twice a month would be good, like every other week or something.
Oh, you know what? I know some other people that need some special shout-out. You know what? Yeah. My wife Summer needs a special shout out. You know what? I'm gonna put this on the show and it's gonna go live. And I'm sorry, you guys. I know I should not use the show for this. It's Facebooky, but you know I don't care. My kids deserve a shout out, but Summer deserves one because Summer, when she works at a grocery store, the grocery store lost power, and she has spent every day since Sunday there for around 14 hours a day. Doing manual labor to get the store back to where they can get it on the sales thing. And my wife is an office person. So, you know, she goes out of her way to keep the lights on. It's very important that I give her a great thank you at the end of this show.
Without her, she is awesome.
Without her, there is no Riff Runners. So,
that's true.
my kids, Alexander, Tyler, and Eliza, and Karis's daughters, Piper and Zoe. They rock. So, yeah, those are the people that really deserve a shout-out there. Because I did something horrible once and scared the Barney out of her. So, all right, that's it. This has been Riff Runner. Got anything else?
That's all.
All right, we are the Defiant. Fucking MC Name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say. George Watsky doesn't need a fucking MC name. Fucking MC Name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say. George Watsky doesn't need a fucking MC name. What's in a name? Man, flow comes first. I'm never gonna curse that I get it worst when I roam the earth. Is a ridiculous coincidence that shows my worth. You know, my parents went and chose my MC name at birth. I don't need a mask.